Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Hello and welcome back to the HBO Boys. Today we're here to talk about The Penguin, episodes 5.
We are.
And
yeah.
6.
Yeah.
They were cool. The one that was cool. Everyone likes The Penguin now.
Ryan, we have no time. We need to just get into this.
Okay. Do the music, I guess.
Okay.
Well, now that we're into it, what's up? You know, you know what I was thinking about?
What were you thinking?
That this is the only art that I do now.
Audio medium?
No, just art.
Art, like creating the content that we're creating?
Yeah, this is art.
This is our form of art, you're right.
And you know how much that sucks?
Yeah, because most artists are starving, so why is this any different, you know?
No, that's not even close to what I was talking about.
Oh,
no.
Explain.
Oh, I was talking about how podcasts are... you know what? Let's talk about The Penguin. We were not here last week because you were in bloody old Amsterdam, as
I was. Beautiful.
The Big Ben.
No.
The Tower of London.
That's right. You know, you and I went to the Tower of London.
Golden Gate Bridge. All yes. The things that Amsterdam has. But
you got it.
We sincerely apologize for missing an episode of The Penguin as it got good, finally, because the first three episodes were okay. And then Everybody saw the fourth episode and Kristen Milani in that dress, and they were like, oh, I guess The Penguin's good now. And then bandwagon, people are jumping on it, as they do with bandwagons. And we've been here on a podcast nobody listened to about a show nobody watched from the beginning. And you know what? You can see that I'm frustrated a little bit because that one episode happens and everyone's like, oh, it's such a great show. Get out of here. I've been here since The Penguin was like, ugh, and you're like, oh, is that the whole show?
I've been here since The Penguin was in The Batman.
Well, they were there for that, too. But what they didn't do was turn on HBO and watch this show for the first 3 weeks. And then the grapevine got to telling everyone that episode 4 ripped. So they were like, well, we gotta watch it now. And as an OG, I don't know, I want to pull my pants higher and put my glasses, just take my glasses right up my nose and go, sure. Oh, how dare you?
I liked The Penguin before it was popular.
I was watching it from the beginning.
While it did get much better, episode 4, 5, 6, I still really liked the first three episodes, even though they were less exciting. Colin Farrell's just absolutely melting into this role, like you said. I can't even distinguish that it's him. Like I've forgotten that it's him when I watch it,
because he looks like he's actually melting.
I know. Yeah, he does.
Anyway, I know y'all are like, we're down 2 weeks behind, but let's just go through Homecoming very quickly so that we can say that we covered the entire show.
Sure.
So as you might recall, the Penguin and Vic have escaped Kristen Milani, and she now knows that he definitely killed her brother, which is negative. At this point, though, At this point, the Johnny Vitti still is a hostage and being told, like, well, you're just going to die down here unless you help me. And he was like, what are you talking about? You're going to kill me anyway. And because I now know the future. Yeah, John.
yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you sort of nailed it. Actually,
but that was a terrible scene in the monument or whatever in the cemetery. I could feel like how terrible that felt for him.
And then Salvatore gets stabbed. The Penguin is just trying to, you know, make moves. And if Salvatore's day was pretty bad when he got stabbed, it is going to get much worse in the middle of this episode, the Penguin does a little old thing where he burns his family alive.
Insane. I saw the pre-rolls of this show on the internet, and I'm like, well, what are those things that are on fire? There's multiple things that are on fire, and they kind of look like people. And, whoo, man, yeah, that was a bummer.
After that, Julian comes back to be a sex slave, ? What's going on there? What are we doing? What's happening in that?
You know?
Anyway, his point is like, hey, if you ever do catch the Penguin, you can use my expertise. He's a scarecrow, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
he's going to do scarecrow stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that scene was, I don't know. That was weird. I mean, I don't think it was necessary, honestly, but here we are.
Right. And then it is time for a family meeting. Sophia is standing up in front of everybody, just being like, I'm not going to use my dad's name anymore because he sucks. And Johnny's like, what? That's crazy. And then he stops talking because he gets shot in the head.
Yeah, that was jarring as well. But I kind of saw that coming because, like you said, he's just going to kill him anyway.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming. I mean, that was awesome.
Yeah,
it sucks that he got out of the crypt and he's like, everything's turning up Milhouse, and turns out, not so much. At this point, Vic is in charge of getting the Penguin's mom to safety. Yep. He thinks to himself, how about we just go to Crown Point? Nobody looks around there. Mm-hmm. And he sort of hides his mom, or the Penguin's mom, out sort of successfully for a short period of time. At which point, Sophia and Salvatore meet up and be like, you're bad, I'm bad, let's be bad together.
That was a great impression.
Of what? I don't know. Just a guy who smokes. You're bad.
Mr. Krabs.
You're bad. Yeah. You're so bad, SpongeBob.
Okay, now two things. One, every bad guy, Mr. Krabs. Number two, great Mr. Krabs.
I love money.
God. You are a generational talent. Anyway.
I'm going to burn your family like you burned mine.
Okay. So the end of this episode is basically that the Penguin walks into the underground and was like, we're going to make mushrooms here now.
Yeah, we're going to make mushrooms.
This mushroom town now. We're moving in, Vic. Mushroom town.
You know what? This part was, I don't know how I feel about the subway, because this is like utilitarian for the city. And I know that it's largely abandoned, but
how you can't say largely when it's 100% abandoned.
But like, how could they not know this is going on? They're trying to use the city power, like all this stuff. Like, I don't know. I mean, I like it, but like the realism in me is like, that's not gonna work.
Yeah, because from what I want from superhero shows is realism.
I know. Well,
actually,
you know,
that's not
we've
true.
Been,
that's
we've
to
been
be
getting.
Fair, yeah, we've, God, I'm the largest hypocrite that's ever lived. Okay, because that's exactly what I. Anyway, Sophia's giving me weird vibes these days.
Yeah, for sure.
She isn't really like blinking anymore, a la Wednesday Addams. Mm-hmm. Her and Salvatore makes her some food. He put some yogurt on it. Made me instantly hungry. And then he was like, oh, my son loved this. My son loved this. You know, because he's dead. He got burned alive.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
And they are, and this is my problem. I have a slight problem.
Okay.
And that is, Remember two episodes ago when everybody jumped onto the bandwagon and said that the show was good now?
Sure.
The thing that made it good in that moment was like, oh my God. Like, it was such a relief that Sophia was finally a protagonist that I could root for. And then she murders her whole family, and then she shoots Johnny Vitti, and I'm like, okay, one, can
you,
two,
you still
punch.
Rooting for her?
Yes, still I'm on her side. She's she's murdering mean dudes and That's dudettes. True. Okay.
Now, as we are right now in episode six, Penguin, are we still not rooting for him? Is he still just kind of a mid-card guy?
I guess mid-card, sure. He's never coming back. There's nothing he can do that I'm going to be like, you know what? I'm on the Penguin side.
If he doesn't do Vic wrong, I suppose I could see some good in him.
Yeah, right. If he sacrifices himself and for Vic of some way, then sure. But like, one grand gesture doesn't unburn two people. But
sure. Now, we don't really know much about the Maronis. Like, we know they're bad. We know that they're a crime family. But like, was that a good move by him? Like, I guess for his interests, right?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, I suppose every crime boss's family that goes is like, whatever, but it's
oof.
Well, dude, the drugs on the streets are killing. I don't want to get into the socioeconomic.
I hear you. I'm there with you.
Okay. Oh, then I don't have to say anymore.
Yeah, just listeners just assume what's in our brain.
Yeah, yeah, that's the best version of podcasts where you just kind of think, you think like, what would they have said?
You know, it's just, we're just fill in the voids like a auditory medium.
God, what a sentence. What a brilliant gold star on that sentence. Yeah, anyway, Vic meets Squid and Squid's like, hey, where are your shoes and your jacket? You have money. I want money. And Vic's like, nah. Oh, well, I'll come back later. And Squid's like, that's amazing. I'm a bully and I'm threatening you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he was like the leader of their little hustle on Oz's rims there. And as soon as I saw him, I'm like, yeah, this guy's a sketch, but this guy's skeevy.
Yeah. I also sort of knew in my bones, oh, I think Vic's going to kill this guy.
I didn't see that one actually coming. I didn't think that Vic was actually going to do it. I thought maybe Oz would get a wind of it and he would do it for him, but good on Vic stepping up, you know, taking the reins.
That is what makes these shows so weird. Like, Vic kills a guy and you're like, yeah, good for him.
Good on you, dude.
Really, really learning lessons. Wow. What an outstanding member of this gang society. Like, I don't know. It feels... It's odd. Whatever. The Penguin's mom is like, kill me. And then he's like, nah. Yeah.
What a transition.
Time is money. I don't got time.
Yeah, sure.
I don't got time for transitions. And he's like, I can't. She's like, God, just do it. Actually, when he started crying, I was like, do the tears make it out of the suit? You know what I mean?
Yes. Come on.
Like, is the suit in the way? Is it just like start melting the suit? I don't know. Actually, no. To be fair, if the main thing that it was bad at was getting wet, then
that'd be terrible. Then
that's no suit at all. You're gonna be sweating thing.
Bad suit.
Not a great suit. Anyway, Vic goes to Oz and is like, there are problems, and I have a problem with a man named Squid. And Oz is like, my mom said to kill her, and everyone's looking to murder me. And Vic's like, you know what? Never mind. I got this. That's fine. At which point, we're all sort of just leading up to a meeting. As we said, Vic murders Squid. That's pretty lit. And then we
skipped to actually a pretty cool scene that I liked the scene, was when... Sophia and Marconi, or whatever the hell his name, Maroni, were hustling through Oz's apartment and like going through all of his shit. We skipped that scene. That was great. And Sal is like getting all his anger out and just freaking trashing his apartment.
Right.
And they find, well, assumably the picture of the escort lady. I can't remember her name.
Yeah, right, because that's where we're about to go next, where Sophia finds her, has a gun to her. She, the escort, like, talks her way out of it, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But she's just very good at being, as Sophia says, saying what people want to hear.
Sure, yeah.
And just every scene Sophia's in, by the way, the eyeliner is getting thicker and thicker.
Thicker, so thick, even less blinking than before, which is insane.
Yeah, at some point she's just going to be full raccoon and it's not going to be cute anymore.
Just, I would love for that to be like a parody.
She becomes an animorph. She into raccoon.
She just becomes Rocket Raccoon. Marvel DC crossover.
Sophia then is just like, no, I didn't kill all those, your friends. That was my dad. And yeah. Oz let you think that? Not cool of Oz. I don't know. Maybe go with someone else. Because Oz sort of sounds like he sucks.
Just deceitful. In for only himself. Ugh.
And then she's like, oh, just go to the... Just go underground. To Crown Point.
Go to Crown Point. You'll find him.
Yeah. As long as... Go to Crown Point. Start digging. You'll get there. And then we have the speech that I assume will be... Colin Farrell, like what will play for best actor at the Emmys for Colin Farrell, where he's standing on top of the truck drinking beers, brewskis.
That was a great scene.
And just being like, I'm poor. I was, I guess, before, but I'm poor and I'm from here. We should be all together. And everyone's like, man, you're right. Except for the dude from the Triads who says the only smart thing, which is like, what are you talking about? Every single time he says anything, he's lying and he's only looking out for himself, and everyone else is like, shut up. Let's just drink like, brews, dumb.
Free beer, sign me up.
Sign me up. And while they're all drinking that free beer, Sophia walks into the apartment with Vic and Oz's mother. So
Well, that scene was also just great leading up to when Sophia walked in. Like, this is a very tender, nice moment between Oz's mom and Vic. And, like, you know, they were dancing, the power comes back on, they're happy. And it's just that would be a bummer if something bad happened next episode.
Right. The power goes on because Oz did a side quest where he took some pliers to a politician's nose and he was like, I can't do it. But apparently that was a lie. It seemed pretty actually easy. So, and then the only thing I really thought, and we're going to go back to the Oz talking to all the gangster scene, because I think that's like what we've sort of been like building up to now for two episodes. But what I really thought when Sophia walked in to Vic and mom, I'm just gonna call her mom.
Yeah, for sure.
Was like, oh, it's fine. Mom already said kill me. Now it's just like the wrong person. I mean, she might get tortured, but she probably wouldn't even know where she is.
Oh no, that'd be a bummer though.
Listen, I'm trying to take positives out of a negative situation.
You know, I think that would probably be the best way for her to go, but that's not like when Oz eventually gets wind of it, if it does happen, that's going to be the rampage. He's going to go off the rails.
Yeah, Salvatore perhaps will burn her alive. That might happen.
Ooh, my God. Oh, no.
I didn't
think of that.
I don't like that.
I don't like that at
one
all.
One bit. And Vic has to make it somehow, right?
Oh, God. If he doesn't, that would be such a disservice to him.
I don't think we're killing off Vic. That feels like this ain't Game of Thrones, right? They're not making you love somebody for three seasons and then they're like, boop, murked.
But maybe they will. God, I don't know. I mean, is there like, I wish I knew more of the DC lore to know if Vic is a character that's throughout the comic book. I just don't know. And I feel like it would kind of spoil it if I did know. So now hindsight, I don't want to know.
I should stop Googling it.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Okay.
But like, you know, if he's obviously there, he makes it out. We don't know who he is, especially if you're a DC comic virgin like me.
Maybe he's Vic Stone, aka Cyborg.
Oh, well, you know, maybe.
Teen Titan. member of in that show. What was that show called? With Brendan Fraser being a robot. I love that show. Doom Squad.
Oh, Doom Squad. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That show is so stupid and good. I like it so much. I just want to pause here for a second and say happy Spooktober.
Oh, yeah. It's Halloween. We're recording this on Halloween. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Everybody's listening to this to the day after, on the day after Halloween.
That's okay.
And they're thinking to themselves, like, who even cares?
It's not we're bringing anymore. The spooky vibes right through the weekend.
Yeah, so fun fact, I had to go get, I had no candy, and it was like 5:20 p.m., and I just like driving around people to go to the local gas station to get candy, but I was still on like a conference call, and so the guy was like, what do you need? And I turned to him on the phone, and I was just like, I made a face at him that was just like, shut up.
Stop talking to me.
Find the candy. Get the candy. I need it. And then also shut up.
Did you end up getting the candy?
Yeah. Turns out if you just buy full bars of candy, and if the way that you choose to buy them is by taking your forearm and dragging an amount onto a fucking table, that's $30 of candy right there.
Yeah, but no kidding.
I was on the phone, so I couldn't be like, are you out of your... what? No.
What kind did you get? What flavors of candy did you get?
I got Kit Kats.
Oh, hell yeah.
I got Twix.
Mm,
these are full size, by the way.
Right? There it is. That's it, the Twix.
Reese's Pieces.
Woo, Reese's Pieces.
And here is the true unhinged thing.
Oh, Jesus.
Full bags of M&Ms. Which, as I was grabbing them, was like... This can't be good. This
like the normal size bags of M&Ms.
Right. Just something that does not belong in a tiny... A child that when the adult opens the bag later, he's like, who is just giving out full candy?
You know what you're doing. You're setting yourself up for failure in the future. Like, now they're going to come to your house because of the candy.
No. See, this is where you're wrong, because it's a year between Halloweens. I'm not out here. Although, to be fair, if I was a young kid and I got a full bar of candy from a place, I'd be like, dude, I'm going to remember this house forever.
We used to go to a very specific neighborhood in our hometown because they did that. We knew that they did that.
Yeah. Anyway, you know what I liked about the I'm gonna go back to the penguin very quickly.
Go do it. That's
what I really liked is when Vic killed a guy, and then he walked up to Oz, and he was like, "Man, I'm sad." And Oz looked at him. He's like, "Why?" And then he saw Vic's eyes, and he was like, "You've killed someone.
You done good, kid.
You done good. It gets easier." The phrase, "it gets easier."
That's insane.
Ooh. Uh-oh. Do we want it to... SpaghettiOs, do you want it to get easier? Like, what?
I suppose if you're put in a situation where that's going to happen more often than it won't, I suppose I would want it to get easier, but if I had the choice.
Adam, where I was boom boom murdering, and I think to myself, man, I hope the second one's better.
You know, I'm putting myself in Vic's shoes, 17-year-old kid being thrust in the crime world. Would you want it to be difficult every time? No, you would want it to not bother you. And God, you know?
You're right. I do want murder to be easy.
I want it to be easy for the people who are doing it all the time.
I'm going to anamorph into a raccoon and shoot everyone I see.
Oof.
With my little raccoon fingers and be like, bing, bing, bing. That's so easy.
Sophia.
I'm Sophia, the raccoon. Bing, bing, bing.
Oh, my God.
It's so easy. This is art.
This is art. Are you enjoying our art content?
They're not. Thank you for joining us here this week to discussing the Penguin. You can get these earlier and ad free if you join our Patreon. And the way that you like know that you're in that Patreon to begin with, other than it charging your credit card, is that Adam says your name at the end of episodes, which he's about to do like right now.
That was such a clumsy ass way to promote the Patreon.
Clumsy or straightforward?
Or artistic. Derivative.
Non-BS. You're derivative. This is art. Every time you say a name, can you say in the middle, this is art?
Yeah, for sure. Well, we would like to thank all of our patrons, and you too can become one, and I will read your name as you write it. So please, thank you to Connor O'Dowd, this is art. Jamie Lochner, this is art. Howdy Dream Cowboys, that was very much art. Chris Wood, art. Brentkin, art. Craig, art. John Jewers, art. Major Woody, art. Butter Nichols, this is art. Susan, art. Buffalo Pizzle, that's art.
That's art.
C. Fritz, art. And Halloween Devil, number one, also mega art.
I'm loving, and we'd like to change names.
We'd like to thank Brent Ginn for being our $5 month tier patron. If I knew art, Ryan, that would be in the Louvre.
That would be the Louvre of art.
The Louvre of art. And if you are interested, please follow us on all of our socials at the HBO Boys or at the HBO Boys Pod. I'm on Threads, pretty active, Instagram, TikTok. Like, comment, subscribe, and interact with me. You know, that's fun. I post pictures and things and post content and questions. So let's do it. Let's talk, you know? Art.
Do you see that art? Do you see that movie where Anna Kendrick went on the dating show and picked serial killer?
No.
Oh, man. I watched it.
Was it good?
It was okay.
It was okay. You know what? I have planned to watch, and I think we should watch it and do a pod on it, is the movie Am I Racist? Did you see it?
Oh, you? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nah, did you see it? Did you see the promo for that movie? No. You should watch the promo for Am I Racist?
Am I Racist? I don't like typing this into Google.
It looks hilarious, dude.
Okay. 2044 documentary. Matt Walsh transforms himself into a certified diversity, equity, and inclusion expert, only to uncover a world where profit, DEI, not principle, and drives. I could not have read that sentence worse.
It's okay. Well, you don't have to read it right now, but start watching if you like it, we should do an episode. I think it'd be really funny. If not, okay.
Yeah,
screw
no,
it.
That one. I like that one. But what's the other one on HBO, actually? Well, first off, we have to do something in between now and
Severance,
but
yeah. Shrinking is airing.
Dude, I've been watching Shrinking.
Oh, I haven't started the second one yet. It's great.
Love that show.
It's so, so good. The first season was so good.
I mean, the first season was so... Shrinking and Only Murders in the Building, which the fourth season of Only Murders, I'm going to say, I think it's the best one.
Is that what's airing right now?
Yeah.
Hannah watches that.
Ask her if she thinks it's the best one. Other than the fact that Selena Gomez is quite possibly the worst actor that's ever lived. If you asked a piece of rye bread to say her lines, I'd give the piece of rye bread the edge over her.
Why is that? Is it that dull? Seriously?
No, it's good bread. It's just like you could toast it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.